Shulim Aleichem. 3 days ago, we talked about the Mishnayot, to learn Mishnayot, B'machshava. Today I received a phone call from Bogota, Colombia. The friend bought a set of Shisha Sidre Mishnayot, and he's learning Mishnayot in his class. So, Baruch Hashem, to wake you guys. People waking up in Colombia and you're here sleeping on your noses.
Is it specifically Mishnayot?
From Rabbi David Chaim Stern, I heard Mishnayot. I stood in that situation, in that question myself, while I was learning. I said, maybe I'm going to learn other things in the talks, and probably helps, but there is something special in Mishnayot, that the word Mishnah is the letters of the word Neshama, and it illuminates the light of the Neshama. It's a known thing on Rabbi Yosef Taro, the Mechaber of the Shulchan Aruch, that he was saying huge amounts of Mishnayot. All day long he was saying Mishnayot, and he received a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, an angel, a Magid, that was walking with him all of the time and answering all of his questions and helping him in every step. Rabbi David Chaim Stern said that every person that's going to walk with that for a long time, no, we're not saying, finish the Shas Mishnayot once, twice, and this is it. Really, someone that's going to make Mesirut Nefesh on that, thinking Mishnayot, knowing the Mishnayot by heart, he said he's going to have angels going to be revealed to him, and tzaddikim marom, righteous people from heaven, from above, going to be revealed to him, and he's going to have huge hitgaluyot. So it's worthy, and we don't have nothing to lose. Yes. I heard that he said especially that there is a certain issue to start with Nezikin. But to me, he said that a person needs to know all Shas Mishnayot by heart. So, you can start with Nezikin. Nezikin means damages, and all of the damages, Baruch Hashem, that we want to fix. Olam, we want to fix. Okay, so, Bezrat Hashem, we are in Likutei Moharan. The second part of Torah Lamed Vav, Torah 36, second part. Veda, and you should know, Sheklalut shel shiv'im lashon, shel midotehen ara'ot halalu, that the main bad attribute, the main power of the 70 languages, of their 70 bad behaviors, hita vatni'u, it's lust for women. Close the class and go to the fields. Finito la shiur, going to the fields to scream tate. Vehu tikuna klali, and there is something that is fixing it. In a general, fixing tikun. Mi shemeshaber hata'ava hazot, the one that breaks that lust. Azai bekal, so then it's going to be easy for him. יכול לשבר כל התאוות, to break all of other lusts and desires. ובשביל זה, and this is why, משה רבנו, לפי שהוא כלל של התגלות התורה, that he is revealing all of the Torah to us, שהוא בחינת דעת, that he is in the aspect of wisdom, כי התורה נקרא ראשית דעת, because the Torah calls ראשית דעת, the beginning of knowledge, of understanding, of wisdom, Gam Ita, and also it's written Moshe Rabbeinu, that the numeral value of the words, the name Moshe Rabbeinu, is Taryag, 613. This is the number of all of the mitzvot. Shehu klalut kol haTorah, that actually includes all of the Torah. So Moshe Rabbeinu includes all of the Torah. He's got all of the Torah. Ubishvil zeh, and for that, היה צריך לפרוש את עצמו מכל וכל. He had to separate himself totally from his wife, totally from women. כמו שכתוב, like that it's written, that Hashem told him, ואתה פה עמוד עמדי, and you here stand with me. With me means without your wife. So, like we said yesterday, we quoted Harav Shalom, that Harav Shalom said that that job of being parush, it's written in Beriti Shalom, that that word to be separated from your wife doesn't mean chas shalom, without shalom bayit. It means with no lust and desires, no lust to your wife, or chas shalom, to any other woman, chas shalom. So, it's not only for Moshe Rabbeinu. It's hard for Am Yisrael to understand that they can achieve that level. But it is in potential. It is in our options. Just, you need to understand that to Moshe it took 80 years of hard work, or maybe 100 years already of hard work, until he achieved that level. And if we're going to walk in that path, and if we're going to work like him, so we're also going to achieve that. And Adraba, it's going to be even easier for us. Because when the righteous man is opening a certain path, when he is walking first time in that field full with thorns and stones and obstacles, so it's very hard for him. But after that he opened that path, for us we just need to follow him. It's a lot easier to drive after a car than to look your way in the darkness. Now you have someone that worked, someone that made it, someone that... And today even more so, with those amazing books, and especially the book Briti Shalom, even though that it hasn't been translated yet to English, unfortunately. But Baruch Hashem, just to increase the will, it starts nearly finished.
You can proofread right now.
So this is the time for us to increase our will, keep on hoping, to keep on praying. By the will, we're creating vessels that when we're going to read that book, it's going to help us somehow. You don't want to read that book, and you're reading it, so you don't really impress from what it's written. But if you're waiting for that book, and you're praying on that book, when you're going to have it, it's going to give you powers. Powers that are going to help you to believe in yourself, that really everyone have those abilities to achieve everything in Avodat Hashem. Like I told you, I don't have a doubt that really each and every one of us can achieve the heights, can climb to places that we're not imagining still that there exist. There is no doubt about it. If Hashem is here and Hashem has got all of the power, so what's the question? What's the problem? What's the reason that Bo'r Olam will not going to help us? It's written that after Mashiach going to come, the people that lived in Eretz Israel, in the Midrash, I read that Midrash for you once, they're going to have wings. They're going to be able to fly from this world to heaven, to learn Torah in heaven, and then to come back to Eretz Israel. Think about it. It's something that's going to happen. The Midrash is saying that this is what it's going to be. It's a prophecy. People that were dedicating their life to Avodat Hashem, Vanotar b'Yerushalayim Kadosh Ya'amer Lo, the one that stays in Jerusalem, he's going to be called holy. He's going to be holy. Kadosh Ya'amer Lo, they're going to call him holy because he was holding on. Not just to live here, to have a business in Jerusalem. To be part of the faith, to be part of the believers, of community of people that dedicate their life to Avodat Hashem. Working on guarding their eyes, working on breaking all lusts and desires, especially that mean one. The Rav Shalom said that if a person, and this is written in the Zohar Kadosh, that if a person is coming in the world to come and they're asking him what you achieved, and he's giving them pages of mitzvot, of what that he done, and they're asking him, but the main thing, you achieved that, means to break lust for women. If he said no, so they're saying to him, Ikar chaser min hasefer, you missed the main part of the book. You haven't completed. You learned tons of Torah. You were praying. You were doing tshuva. You were giving tzedakah. Amazing things you've done. But the main thing that we send you to this world for, you haven't achieved it. It's not to have no lust and no desires to no woman. It's a very stupid thing to have lust for women. It's a very, very stupid thing. Just a person is stupid, so it looks logic for him. It's a,
this is what he's been created for, this is what that happens inside of him. So he thinks that, alright, he's cooperating with his Yetzer Hara. But actually, Rabbeinu is saying that it's a huge nonsense. If you're just going to observe on that, what am I doing? What do I want? This is what that I want? This is what that I... So, I was anxious to achieve, to have. What do you desire? What do you want? What do you want? The Gemara is defining that last, that a person is after a bag that's full with waste and her mouth is full with blood. What are you after? Everyone gonna think it's a very stupid thing to do. Just you have huge fire inside of it that twists your mind to go for it, and this is it. So you're meshuga, you're crazy. This is the only thing. Really, there is nothing over there, and for you it's a huge thing. So you're crazy, like other crazy people that when they're standing in situations that actually every normal person is looking at those things is saying. But he's so, what's so? So much stress, so much fear, so many fears. What's going on? He's making a huge business out of something. Normal people looking from the side, and there is nothing over there. If you're going to look at yourself, you're doing a huge thing out of nothing, out of a nonsense, something that does not exist. And Rav Shalom is writing in British Shalom that in that moment that a person doesn't have that lust anymore, he doesn't have no pleasure anymore. Because actually there is no pleasure. It's an imaginary satisfaction, pleasure. There is no pleasure over there. Just pain, like the pain of a baby when they're circumcising him in the Brit Milah. Every time that a person that is righteous, that he doesn't have that crazy lust, that it's madness. He doesn't have that madness. He feels the pain of Brit Milah every time that he's with his wife. He's suffering from that. He's suffering from that. He needs to put himself into something. This is what the Shulchan Aruch is saying. Kemoshe kefa'o shed. That he needs to be like that. He's been forced by a demon to do that act because he cannot think how to do that. I heard on one of the children of one of the righteous people that when his father, that righteous man, taught him, explained to him in the day of his wedding that he's supposed to be with his wife. First time in his life, he heard that he needs to be with his wife. He started to cry. He told us, so his father told him, you have to do that. Because if not, you will never going to have children. He was crying. And he asked the Rav, he asked that, there is no other way that you can have children without doing that? For him it was, don't want that. It's a crazy thing. All of his life you taught him, all of his life you taught him that he needs to be holy. All of his time you taught him that he needs to be stay away from all of our bad sides, not to look at things that are not modest. And now he needs to be with a woman. It's the worst thing for him. For a holy person, it's the worst thing. So we need to ask for that. We need to ask for understanding. Need to ask that Hashem is going to give us the wisdom, the eyes, that the Yetzer Hara will not going to make us crazy. A woman is walking in the street. This is it. This is the reason to drop all of the Torah that you learned now, to throw it all to the garbage. When Rabbi Shimon and his students went together, walked together, and there were women, beautiful women, standing in front of them on the way, he told his students, don't Al-Tifnu. Don't turn to the idols. It's idols. Those are idols. It's not women. Because you give them power. You give them power. So you believe that they can pleasure you, that they can satisfy you, they can make you happy. You idolizing them. You give them power like they exist. And actually, she needs you. Actually, she's counting on you. She needs you. She wants your love. She wants your support. She wants compliments from you. Good words, hugs, love. She needs to feel that she's got a husband. Not someone that is wrapped after her, walking after her, needs her. Everyone that is walking after his wife is a shoteh. He's a fool. your wife, she wanted to get married so many years because she needed someone to give her an advice. In the moment that you have lust for your wife, you lost your advice. You cannot give no advice anymore in the house. You cannot tell. You're not a man anymore. You lost your power of leadership, of hanaga. You're not the leader of the house anymore. This is it. This is why you can see so many broken houses today, because there is no man in the house. There is no leader that's going to say, yes, no, this is what we're going to do. He doesn't know. He needs to consult. He doesn't have no advice. He always needs to ask. And if he's asking his wife, this is the worst, because she feels she doesn't have no one to count on. If she doesn't have no one to count on, so what's she going to do with her life? So she has to go to open the Facebook. She has to. She has to consult with Rabbi Google. What to do with her life? Someone's going to be a man. Someone that's going to tell her what to do. Like Rabbeinu is saying, in the moment that you break that lust for women, it's easy for you to break all other lusts and desires. It's easy for you to break all other lusts and desires. Easy. Bekal. Today, think about breaking that desire for food, desire for sleep, tiredness. To break it. Laziness. To break that. It's very hard. Why it's very hard? Because there is that huge husk of lust for women that is putting all of the weight on top of all of those small lusts and desires. But if you're going to put all of your powers to fight on that and to break that, you're going to remove that, it's easy. Bekal, it's going to be easy for you to break all of your imaginations. This is it. This is the strongest imagination of them all. In that, the Yetzirah is putting all of his power. On that it's written, Elokeim shel ele sonei zimah, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu hates that attribute. The people are falling to that filth, to that lust. On no other lust people lose their life like that, like on that lust, stupid lust. Ready to sacrifice everything for a few minutes of imaginary pleasure that does not exist at all. And you can see that it's an imagination, because a man can satisfy himself. He doesn't need a woman. He just closed his eyes and imagined that there is a woman over there and this is it. So it's craziness. It's not exist. He's touching himself and he's happy. It's crazy. Is there worse sickness than that? That a man is falling to such an imagination? All of our days, all of our lives, we're working on that to break the Koach HaMedame, the power of imagination, that we're really going to understand what's going on here. And then a man is doing it to himself, increasing the lusts and desires and the imaginations on himself. And he's playing to himself in games and painting stories and I don't know what, like that he's enjoying it. You're not enjoying it at all. If really you're going to look, you're not enjoying it. There is no pleasure in it. There is nothing. You're just suffering. You're just suffering. Why you feel that you're enjoying? Because you're crazy. Because you're mad. Because you lost your mind. Because you used to do crazy things. The Shulchan Aruch is not permitting lust and desires. You have a mitzvah and obligation to be with your wife or with your future wife for her. This is where the Shulchan Aruch stops. This is the lowest level of the Shulchan Aruch. The lowest level. Lust and desires are not allowed. And if you have lust and desires, you're separating yourself. There is no peace in it. And the one that are talking on that, and the rabbis that are explaining that this is the way to make shalom bayit, peace in the house, to break the house to pieces, maybe. To pieces. No way in the world that it can bring peace. Elokeim shel ele sonei zimah. Kadosh Baruch Hu hates it. How it can bring peace? And even more so that when you look, when you serve Hashem a little bit, and you used to pray, and you used to learn Torah, after that you find yourself falling into that lust, you cannot learn after it, and you cannot pray. You cannot. Your mind is not with you. You're full with imaginations. You're distracted all day long after it. And of course there are a lot of advice, and mikveh is very good, and tikkun haklali is very good, and huge, and to do tshuva, and everything is wonderful. But if a person is not taking it seriously, to daily work, every day in the field to work on that, to pray on that, Borei Olam, take that lust away from me, take me out from those imaginations. Let me remember you, not to forget you. Because when those lusts and desires are attacking, trying to overpower you, you forget Hashem. This is what it happens. You forget Hashem. And you forget Hashem. So this is the time that all of those demons and all of the imaginations are coming and attacking the person. And he doesn't know why he's suffering so much in his life. Why he's got so much stress and angers and frustrations and fears and anxieties. And it's all coming from that. From that main bad attribute that is flaming the fire. And I'm telling you by heart, as soon we're going to see it all in the Torah of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. It's all written inside. This is the fire that lit the fire of all 70 campfires, Medurot. This is the main fire, main lust. Makes Hefseka Neshima, stop the breath. A person cannot breathe. You see a beautiful woman, this is it. He cannot breathe. Something changed in his life. This is it. Imaginations. And really, he cannot function anymore. And really, he's losing his mind. Really, he's falling to lusts and desires and more. And he needs to find solutions. And then he cannot be focused, not in his business, not in his Limud HaTorah, of course. Not in nothing, not in his family life. He doesn't care about his children anymore. Because all day long he's got this craziness running in his mind. He cannot focus on nothing, and this is it. And for sure that he's embarrassed and he cannot talk to the righteous people, to the tzaddikim. He cannot. Because they're rejecting him from heaven. You don't understand. Every time that you have certain thoughts of why to walk away from the righteous people, you think that those are your thoughts, but it's actually thought that they're planting in your mind because they're rejecting you now. So if you feel that something is rejecting you, even if it's an inner thing, it's supposed to wake you up to say, no way, no way. Not to talk to a rab, no, I will, today. Now I'm going to a rab's house. Just like that. You feel, no, I don't have the power to learn Torah today. No, today I'm learning 2 pages, more than usually. Today I'm finishing this, I don't care. Today I'm saying Sefer Tehillim. This is the wisdom. This is the right thing to do. Today I don't have the power to go to the field. This is the time to go to the field. Yetzirah, he knows exactly what he's doing. Don't think that he is very stupid. He also learned the Likutei Moharan, and he also learned all books of Hasidut. And he's watching YouTube for sure, don't worry. He's swimming in YouTube. He's YouTube. Yetzirah, he knows how to fight with a person. And Ari HaKadosh said that the Yetzirah, he's fighting with a person on his qualities, on the best, on the things that he's good at them. Those are the things that the Yetzirah wants to conquer. Means that if you see that your worst Yetzer Hara is on a certain subject, you should know that this is the subject that you can succeed the most. And if the Yetzer Hara fight with you from day first, so it means that he knew exactly which level you can achieve. He knew that this is the person that I have to kill him from day first. You can be like Moshe Rabbeinu. What are you going to do with all of those thousands of Moshe Rabbeinu walking around? But this is Am Yisrael. We're all the same. Moshe Rabbeinu just took it to work. But we're all coming from the same tree, same fruits. What Moshe? Moshe, what he was? He was a Levi. Just he was a serious Levi. This is it. He was a serious Levi that was working hard on his midot. He was working hard on his midot to break all of his lusts and desires and imaginations. And he wanted only Hashem. And he was fighting on that day and night. So he achieved. What did he achieve? And if we're going to put that effort also, we're going to also achieve. And if you don't believe in that, so you're kofer. You don't believe in Hashem. You don't believe that Hashem is here. You think that Hashem, no, he's with Moshe. This is it. Hashem is with Moshe and this is it. Hashem is so cruel, chas v'shalom, to be only with Moshe and this is it. You cannot reach him.
There is no rabbi in the world, there is no leader in the world that is so valuable to his followers like Bor Olam. He's always here. He's always here with you. You need him. Is there an option that you're going to need Hashem and he's going to be with the Rav? No, he's with the Rav. Eliyahu HaNavi is laughing on the false prophets of the Baal. He's saying to them, maybe your God is busy. Maybe he's asleep. Maybe scream stronger. Maybe he's going to hear you then. God is here. Bor Olam is here. He's alive. He's Chaya Chaim. He's with you now. If you're going to insist on important things, you're going to achieve all of them today. And Hayomim Bekolot Tishmau. Today, if you're going to listen to Hashem. And it doesn't mean that today you're going to be 100% pure. It means that today you're going to understand what you should do today. And every moment of your life, you're going to live life of development, life of growth. Every moment you're going to step, another level, another success, going to chase another success. Every moment you're going to understand what Hashem wants from you. It depends on what you want. If you want to be with Hashem, Hashem is going to be with you. And if you're busy, you have meetings, you have imaginations that you have to satisfy yourself. So, but Olam cannot be there because you're busy. Because he and you cannot be in the same place. Because if you have such a huge, important being that you have meetings, that you're doing things, so Bor Olam lets you. Bor Olam is blessing you. He will not gonna stop you. Ubilam and Bilam, Shaya keneged Moshe Baklipa, that he was how you said that, keneged?
Opposite, I think.
He was the opposite of Moshe Rabbeinu, Baklipa, inside the husk, Kemoshe Katuv, like that it's written, Veyodea Dat Elyon, that he knew the wisdom of the divine one of Hashem. Gam Otiyot Bil'am, also the letters of the word, the name Bil'am, Meramzin, hinting, Shehu Baklipa Keneged HaTorah, that he is, what we said? Corresponding in the husk to the Torah. Ki Bet, because the letter Bet of Bil'am, he had Chalat HaTorah, it's the beginning of the Torah, that we know it's written Bereshit. Velamed, he saw the Torah, and the letter Lamed of Bil'am, the end of the Torah, Le'enei Kol Israel, you have Lamed in the end of the Torah. Ve'ayin, and the letter Ayin, Keneged Shiv'im Panim, that is the numeral value of 70 faces that the Torah is illuminating to us in 70 faces. U'mem, Keneged Arba'im Yom, Shenitna Torah, and the letter Mem, those are the 40 days that the Torah has been given to us in 40 days. ומחמת שהוא בקליפה, and because that he is in the husk, לפיכך הוא משוקע בתאווה הזאת ביותר. This is why he is stuck in that lust more than everyone else. כמו שכתוב, like that it's written, ההסקן הסקנתי, that his donkey told him that she was his סוכנת, that he was with his donkey, that he was משמש with his donkey, he was משמש with the animals. So if you see that you have lust and desires, you see where you are. And if you see that you're working on that and trying to purify yourself every day, so you see where you are. And all of those words just need to wake us up to take them to the field, to go and to pray on those issues daily, every day. You cannot break that Yetzirah today. You just cannot. Even if you're really going to want, you're not going to be able to do that in one day. It's not exist. It's not happening to no one. Just have to work on that every day, and not to be sad and to fall to sadness and imaginations of frustration. I'm praying on it for over 1 year already, over 2 years. You were working in the opposite direction for over 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years, and who knows how many lifetimes before. We don't know who we are. We don't know who we are. Don't know. So Bor Olam wants you to work. And you feel, I don't feel no development, I don't see no growth. You don't need to see. You need to take those advice seriously and to decide that this is what that you want to do with your life. And if you're going to see and not going to see, it's not your issue.
Na'aseh ve'nishma. First of all, we're going to do. I'm going to do. We're going to hear when Hashem will want to tell us. We're going to hear. If Hashem will decide to purify us, we're going to be pure. But it depends on Him. I know what my job is. My job is that I'm not allowed to let myself stay in my condition. I know that I have to work on myself. This is my obligation. I'm not allowed to sin. To stop sinning, I'm not able to. I don't know how to stop today. I cannot come to that conclusion, to that decision, that this is it, from there, this day and on, I'm not going to sin anymore. I know myself that I don't have those abilities to stop myself. So I'm accepting on myself to pray on it every day, minimum 30 minutes a day. And by that, I'm going to show to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I really want Him, and not those stupid lusts and desires. And this is the point of truth. And this is really Yirat Shamayim, like I explained to you. That Yirat Shamayim depends in your Hitbodeduyot. That if you're going, following after Hashem Yitbarach, and you're going to Hashem, and you judge yourself in the field, it shows to Hashem Yitbarach that you're counting Him, that you care about Him, that you're saying, Ribono Shel Olam, today my Shachrit wasn't right. Means that you care about that Shachrit. But if you just been Yotze Yedei Chova in your Shachrit, because you've been in the Bet Knesset, you've been there. You prayed Shachrit. And you're not mentioning it anymore. So it means that you don't care what Hashem thinks about your Shachrit anymore. You don't do Tshuva, means you don't care. You don't regret on the fact that you weren't reading it all, and that you weren't with a complete heart, and you haven't focused on the right time, and you weren't answering Kaddish with all of your powers. If you're not doing tshuva on that, means that I said Kaddish, what do you want from me? I said Kaddish. This is it. You said Kaddish, you answered Kaddish like you should answer Kaddish. If you're not doing tshuva on how you answered Kaddish, means that you think that everything's okay. Everything's okay. I wasn't good Knesset today. The Baba Saleh, I told you that story, he received the Sidur from his father. His father told him that he will not let him use that Sidur. So the Baba Saleh, when he was young, asked him, why not, father, why not? So he told him, because I am reading all of the words that are written in the Sidur, and I'm not jumping, I'm skipping no part of that tefillah, and the Sidur, he's crying. He doesn't want me to give him to someone that will not going to read all of it. So the Baba Sali told him, father, I will read all of the Sidur, I promise. He was a little kid. And he begged to his father to give him that Sidur. When he was over 80 and 90, I don't know exactly how old he was when he passed away, he was still praying in the same Sidur. When he was old, if he felt like that in the tefillah, he wasn't reading it all and he was skipping, he was going back, not skipping. Means wasn't reading those parts with all of his heart. He was after Shachrit going back and reading again those parts that he felt that he wasn't praying like he should. And he was apologizing to the Sidur every day after Shachrit that maybe he wasn't praying like he should in the Sidur of his father. Maybe he downgraded the Sidur from the level of his father. He realized what it means to tefillah. He realized what it means to pray. The Rav Eliashiv wrote, the Rav Eliashiv, a righteous man, we all believe it. You can think to yourself that maybe he's far from tefillah. One of his students asked him questions about tefillah, about intentions. He said, all of the reason why people are not praying like they should, it's because they don't understand what they can achieve through prayers. You don't realize what you have, what Bar Olam gave you. If you can understand what the Creator gave you, He gave you the door, He gave you a window to Him, Mamash, you reach. You just can reach, Hashem. You're reaching. You need refuah shlema. Stop. Lift your hand breaks in Refaenu and keep on saying Refaenu. Your wife is sick, your child is sick, you're sick, you're sick in your mind. It's the same, not a problem. Pray Refaenu. Where are you going? Well, you're in a rush to increase your sicknesses, to open your eyes in the streets more. Stop! Stop in Chonenu. Chonenu meitcha. Say Chonenu meitcha. Chochma, Abina, Avadat. Where are you running to? You have a meeting? With who are you going to meet? Someone that's going to give you wisdom? You have problems in Shalom Bayit. Stop in Shim Shalom. Stop. 5 minutes, 10 minutes. How many times can you say, Sim Shalom, Tova, Ubracha, Chaim, Chen, Bachesed, Urachamim? You don't need those things? Again, Sim Shalom, Tova, Ubracha. Where are you going to? You have Shalom, you have Tova, you have Bracha. You have Chaim, Chen, Bechesed, Verachamim. You have it all. This is it. You can move on. Where are you going to? To be sad and prostrated? Why you don't have Shalom? Why you don't have Bracha? Why you don't have life? Why you don't have happiness? But now you can reach. Now when you're standing Shmona Esrei, you're reaching. You take another Shalom. You take another Bracha. And say it again. You take another Shalom. And you take another Bracha. And you're asking, Sim Shalom. A person that's going to pray from his heart, he's going to see Hashem. He's going to see eye to eye. He's going to see Hashem. He's going to see that Hashem is with him. There is no doubt about it. And you cannot purchase the experience without trying to do that daily. In the first day, you're going to have a lot of thoughts and your mind's going to be confused and it's going to be hard for you. In the second day, you're going to feel tired. In the third day, this is why. Sheva Yipol Tzadik Vekam. 7 times you're going to fall and stand up, but finally you're going to achieve that. You're going to buy that. And our work is to work on the will. That we always going to want Hashem. That we will always going to force ourselves to pray with intention. To pray with the heart. To pray to the one that wants to give. More than we want to receive. You think that you want to receive? You think that you lack of? If you're not married and you're 40... and you're crying once a month to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you wake up once a month to cry on your sorrow, your mother, that she is 60 or 70, she's crying on you every day. She's worried about you, she cannot eat, she cannot drink. Why? Because she cares about you more than you care about yourself. You don't really care. You satisfy yourself with all of your lust and desires. You're eating, you're drinking, you're chatting, you have also your Facebook. And this is it. You forget everything. You don't really care. But your mother, she doesn't have no morning, she doesn't have no noon times, she cannot rest, she cannot sleep, she cannot eat, she cannot go to sleep. Always she wants to say Tehillim on you, to ask what's going on, and how is he, and maybe, and she's asking and talking and consulting and praying and leading candles to the righteous people. This is a mother. And she's cruel if you compare her to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nashim Rachmaniyot Bishlub Sar Yaldehen. Cruel women were cooking their children. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Father of Mercy, how much He cares, how much He wants to have, how much He's with you. 24/7, every moment of your life He's with you. You think you love your children? HaKadosh Baruch Hu love your children a lot more than you. Here, I have 4 children in Talmud Torah now. I can be with them now. I'm here with you. Even if that I'm here with you, can I be with each and every one of you? I can want. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He's really with each and every one of you. And He's with my children now in school. And where am I? I'm busy. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He's never busy. He's always everywhere. His eyes are open. And His heart is open. Every moment. And you can connect yourself to Him. And it depends in faith. If you believe that He's here for you, you're going to see that He's there for you. And if you don't believe in that, you're not going to look for that. If you know that there is a certain opportunity, you're going to look for that opportunity. But if you're not aware of that, if you're not thinking on that, you're not going to look for that. So this is it. You can start complaining. Why your life looks like that, and why this, and you're blaming, and whining. Hashem is here. Everyone that is not taking responsibility on his life, and praying, and solving all of his problems, he's just lazy. He's a whiner. He'd just rather to cry. I have my sadnesses, I don't know what to do, it's too hard for me, how I'm gonna deal. People were starving in the Holocaust for years and today they have grandchildren in Eretz Israel. What are you talking about? They built amazing houses. What are you talking about? Which problem you have? Your problems? You can define your issues as problems? As troubles? As tzarot? You have tzarot. Tzara. Is it tzara? This is tzara. Which tzara? The only trouble that there is when a person is dividing himself from his teacher, from his Rav, from the truth, from the Torah. This is a problem. This is a real, real problem. That he starts to think that he is a reality, that he needs to build his life, that he needs to achieve things for himself, and he's cutting the branch that he's sitting on. He's cutting the pipe that he's drinking from that pipe. He's stopping the source of spiritual parnasa and physical parnasa of himself. Because he wants to succeed by himself. What do you care if you succeed because of your rabbi? Why do you need to succeed by yourself? There is a rabbi that helps you. There is Moshe Rabbeinu that gives you life. Why you need to be Korach? Why you need to replace Moshe Rabbeinu? Why you have that Yetzer Hara? This is the biggest Yetzer Hara of them all. Rav Shalom said that. When a person, he wants to be the righteous man. He wants to be the tzaddik. There is a tzaddik. Why you need to be the tzaddik? You need to be a helper of the tzaddik. It's good. Be a helper of the tzaddik. Listen to the tzaddik. Connect yourself to the tzaddik. Like Yoshua bin Nun. Nar, lo yamish min ha'oil. He's always in the tent of the Torah, in the Echal of Beit Midrash. And he's doing everything that he can for Moshe, for the people, for the public, for the Torah, for Hashem. Be like Yoshua bin Nun. And then, if they're going to need you to do something, then check who is the one that is worthy, who is the one that made the most, and you're going to achieve. You're going to how you say that? Yeah, Lut Hamad Rega, going
to elevate you.
Elevate you. In England, it's a different. They're going to elevate you. Rav Shalom said that. If a person is guarding his eyes spiritually, means that he is not looking to the sides. He's just looking on his own path and doing what that he needs to do. One day, he's going to reach an elevator. That's going to lift him to high, high places. But if you always look for that elevator, you will never going to find it. Never going to find it. Need to work on your attributes, on your midot. And the main one, it's stupid lust for women. That it's an imagination that we used to have, that we grew with that imagination, and we're stuck with it, and we need to work on that. And if you're going to work on that consistently, daily effort of 30 minutes, you have the blessing of righteous people that you're going to be answered. And Amar Rabbi Hanina, you have also haskama on that from the Gemara Kedoshah, Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa, that said, Kol ha-ma'arich b'tfilato, everyone that is lengthening in his prayers, en tefilato chozer et rekam, his prayer never gonna be not answered, empty-handed, it will be answered. And every day to pray on something, it means to lengthen your tefilot. Another day. Can you imagine? Can you count how many hours it means in the end of the year? If you were praying half an hour every day on one issue, 180 hours. How many times 6? It's 8, 120 and 180? 30 times 6 hours. It's crazy. 30 times 6 hours. You're coming in Rosh Hashanah with 30 times 6 hours on Kedushat HaBrit, on Shmirat HaEinayim. Who can count the number of angels that you created? Number of merits that you have? And for how many people you opened the path? For how many people you saved their lives with your prayers, with your tefillot? Because in every place that you're praying, you're pulling bounty into that place. People are doing tshuva. People that are going to walk in that field are going to wake up. People that go there, and the words are running, like we learned it already. Words are flying in the air, and they're waking other people. You're praying on yourself, and someone else now in Zimbabwe wakes up. He wants to do tshuva. In Colombia, people are learning Mishnayot in their thoughts now. They bought Shas Mishnayot. Boy, sign. Shkoyach. Thank you very much.